Teacher recruitment and retention is an ongoing battle for public schools in Utah. According to recent data, nearly 50% of Utah teachers leave the classroom in the first 5 years. But outside of public schools, there are some teaching jobs that never face a shortage. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Go to basically any high school in Utah, and close by will be a little brick building with students trickling in and out all day. The sign out front will say, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Seminary." At the West High School Seminary building in Salt Lake City, students are singing, or mumbling, an opening hymn at the start of their Wednesday morning class.
By the end of this class today, your review sheet should look something like my review sheet.
Okay, the teacher, Damon Kenrick, is prepping his students for a test. It won't count for any high school credit, but it will be graded. The topic this year is the Book of Mormon. The students pair off and review some scriptures, including some about the fall of Adam and Eve.
The fall had to happen, and I think partly Eve knew that because...
Caitlin Rogers is attempting to articulate a central Mormon doctrine.
They couldn't procreate, they couldn't carry out the commandment to have children and to replenish the earth until they committed a sin.
Despite the fact that this is a concept theologians have disagreed on for centuries, Rogers is feeling pretty confident about where she lands.
And it's something that sets us apart from a lot of other religions.
Why does it set you apart?
Because a lot of people believe, they kind of blame Eve for it, and they say, oh, she fell into temptation and it was a horrible thing, but if it had never happened, we wouldn't be here. So.
Aside from the subject, this classroom looks like any public school classroom. There's some rowdy kids, a group that always huddles together in the back, a few that keep to themselves, and for Damon Kenrick, this is a dream job.
So I had been working in graphic design and marketing for a computer company.
When Kenrick hit his late 30s, he decided his career needed a shakeup. He enjoyed teaching Sunday school to the youth in his congregation and thought seminary might be the right fit. After some training, to his surprise, he got a job offer.
How long do you think you got it in you to teach like this?
Until they tell me I can't anymore, I guess. It's a fun job. I love what I get to do.
So we really don't do a lot to recruit other than to make people aware of those opportunities.
Chad Webb is the director of all seminaries for the LDS Church, a job he says keeps him up at night, but not because he's worrying about finding enough teachers.
We stay up at night feeling sad, having to say no to really great people, because we have more quality people than we have positions available.
The church employs 1,400 full-time seminary teachers in the U.S., primarily in Utah, Idaho, and Arizona. Historically, seminary teachers work about 30 years before retiring. Each year, the church turns away hundreds of hopeful candidates because teachers simply don't want to leave. Why? For one thing, seminary teachers are paid more. The exact numbers aren't available, but the church hires teachers for a full 12-month contract, rather than the traditional 9 months public school teachers work. Also, administrative responsibilities rotate. You could be tapped to be a principal for a few years and then go back to full-time teaching. Webb says pay increases are based on education and time in the classroom, not position.
We don't adjust their salary when they take those responsibilities or when they're asked to go back to full-time teaching and leave those responsibilities.
There are a few quirks. Male teachers aren't hired unless they're married. The thinking is that they're supposed to model a righteous lifestyle for their students, which includes marriage. Also, for a long time, women with young children in the home couldn't teach full-time. That has skewed the profession to be predominantly male. That policy has since been removed, and more women are showing interest.
So this career...
At a job fair on Brigham Young University campus, sophomore Katie Johnson is eyeing the seminary booth.
Why are you interested in seminary?
I just really have always loved, like, teaching and things like that. I recently returned home from a mission, and
The seminary booth is pretty plain. No eye-catching display, just an enthusiastic professor in a suit.
The way that this process works to teach seminary is you first take Religion 471. It's just right over at the Joseph Smith building.
Sean Hunt teaches Religion 471, which is also known as the seminary pre-service class. After taking the mandatory class, prospective teachers are put in front of students for 2 weeks. If it goes well, they're invited back to teach part-time until they graduate. As Hunt makes his pitch to students, one point seems to resonate.
And the good thing about it is you can pursue this while you're working on your degree, and you can let that be plan A and let this be plan B.
You don't have to major in seminary teaching. In fact, you can't. Anyone is a candidate. Accounting students, pre-med, psych.
We want to make sure that we kind of sell the package, right? We want them to know that this is a great job and you really ought to look at it.
But Hunt knows that a big pool makes for a competitive hiring process. Most people who apply won't get jobs.
You think you came to this for a particular reason, and it may not end up being employment. You may find that the Lord had something else in store for you.
And that is perhaps the unfair advantage in recruiting that seminaries have over public schools. Most teachers see their profession as a calling, but seminary teachers take it a step further. This job is another way to do the Lord's work, almost like a second Mormon mission, which just so happens to have a pretty good benefits package. Lee Hale, KUER News.